never to employ the KISS system is our buddy Joe Fisher, the voice of Vanderbilt University. Did you hear that? Four teams, six games. If you're the voice of one of those UFL teams, you don't have a really long way to go.
You probably need another job.
You do. Joe, right off the top, a big series at the University of Georgia, a lot on the line. Don't know what the weather's like down there, but again, Vanderbilt heading into must-win territory.
Yeah, it's a lot on the line really for both teams, Mark, because, you know, Georgia was on a roll for quite a while, and now they've lost six in a row in conference play. So all of a sudden, you know, they're not even in first in the Eastern Division. So they're still, though they're solidly in the tournament, they are still playing for a higher seeding. Vanderbilt sitting right there on the bubble, you know, eighth overall of the eight teams that would qualify for Hoover right now. And, you know, only about a game and a half ahead of Kentucky and a couple of games ahead of Auburn and Tennessee. So, yeah, this is a very big weekend for Vanderbilt because now you're, you know, you have to take care of your own business or you're going to have to rely on others to take care of it for you. And the scoreboard watching at this time of year is hard enough, but if the Commodores can't get a couple of wins down in Athens, it really puts the pressure on the last couple of weeks of the season. You know, facing Georgia, you're facing the guy that I think is one of the best in college baseball right now, Rich Porthress. You know, this is a guy who's hitting .406 on the season with 21 home runs, 75 runs batted in, and he's not one of those typical power hitters that has those huge numbers and a ton of strikeouts. He's only struck out 27 times over the course of the entire season. He is just an outstanding player, and he's been hitting everything in sight, so it's going to be quite a challenge for the pitchers to deal with him.
Meanwhile, a former Commodore, Jeremy Sowers, a misleading line, 5-plus innings, 7 runs, but all but one of those came in a sixth inning where, you know, everything really fell apart. Jeremy looked good for 5 innings, and then all of a sudden started walking people, got men on base, and the roof literally caves in. The Red Sox score 12 runs without registering an out, and Sowers and the Indians end up losing the game 13-3.
Yeah, it was a tough start for him, although, as you said, he pitched real well early on. So I think in some ways they would be encouraged that they gave him 5 solid innings. You know, right out of the gate against a lineup that can hit the baseball. So, you know, hopefully he'll not have his confidence down too much because of that. I think he'll be fine. He pitched consistently in Triple A. You know, it wasn't just one outing. It was several good outings. So I think he's starting to get some of his old form back now. He's picked some velocity back up again, and, you know, we'll keep an eye on him.
But, Joe, he really needs his changeup to succeed. Was getting it over the plate in the first 5 innings, and then he lost the location.
Yeah, that's a confidence thing, I believe. You know, when he's feeling good and he's confident, he can throw that changeup for strikes, then he's a lot more effective. He was always a bulldog on the mound at Vanderbilt. You remember, he pitched inside. He'd come at you. He'd challenge you on occasion if he thought you'd be, you know, you're looking for a fastball. He'd bring it up there and see if you could take care of it. But he was a good off-balance pitcher, kept batters guessing, and like you said, when he's on, he has that changeup that's his outpitch.
Joe, there was a good story in the Tennessean earlier this week on Brandon Bryant, a football player who's trying to get back on the field. Give everybody a little bit of a brief history and just where he is in his comeback right now.
You know, the sad thing, Mark, is it's such an interesting injury because the one that they first saw has healed. The one they have not been able to heal is apparently an older stress fracture that was found after the first injury, and that's the one that keeps aggravating, that won't totally heal up for him, and as a result, he's not able to go through full workouts. He's not able to put a lot of take a full load of work, and obviously his work in the weight room suffers because of all that. It's very frustrating for him because he's got a great motor. He would certainly help the defense. You know, in the times that we have seen him play, we've kind of seen the impact that he can bring. But I think that he's in a mode right now where it's all I can do is rehab, do everything the doctors tell me and the trainers tell me, and just see if I can get ready and get another chance. But, you know, right now I think he would be the first to tell you that he's not close to getting back yet. It's just something that he hopes time will take care of.
All right, Joe, have a good weekend, and
all right,
we'll speak to you on Monday.
Keep an eye on a couple of things. Women's golf third after the first round of their regional. They had a great round. So hopefully they'll continue that again today in Gainesville. And lacrosse plays tomorrow, and so we're kind of hitting that NCAA stretch right now.
Great, Joe. Have a good trip.
Thanks, guys.